answer that question a little bit better. So, just I think in general, you know, we kind of go for more like sort of the electronic dance music genre. But like I'm saying, you know, we do a lot of different stuff stylistically within that, you know, from, you know, just more like hip hop influenced stuff to like dubstep influenced stuff to, you know, more electro, like Moombahton influenced type of stuff. But then, you know, we have our, you know, ethnic sax, live drum. It really adds like an organic kind of element to the whole thing.
Okay. And to drive that question just a little bit further, just to kind of get like a deeper understanding, where do your inspirations come? Like growing up, what kind of music did you listen to? Like concerts that you went to that you were really excited to see, like when you were a kid?
Well, you know, growing up, I listened to everything. You know, I listened to a lot of like, you know, a lot of rap, a lot of hip hop, a lot of jazz and songs and stuff like that. And you know, I'm a saxophone player first, you know, playing saxophone and that kind of thing for, you know, a long time. So in Jerry just came with drums, so we're kind of like, you know, musicians first, like turned, you know, kind of intrigued by DJs and electronic music and stuff, and that kind of like dove into that world. So yeah, we have a lot of different influences in terms of style and different stuff to drop them. Definitely like the a lot of like,
yeah, I mean, you've kind of scored a spectrum that kind of, it hits home with a lot of different people, and I think a lot of, we're, you know, especially here in Burlington, Vermont, a lot of people really appreciate the eclectic elements that you incorporate in your music.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, love it.
And next thing is, we all admire and respect your talent for being able to play a woodwind instrument along with manipulating a fair share of electronic equipment. So, I mean, was this like kind of like something that you just like jumped into, or was it like a slow progression into becoming like, you know, so, you know, were you able to just jump on there with your saxophone and DJ, or what happened?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, I was really just playing sax, getting interested in like electronic music and DJs and like Ableton and all that kind of stuff. So I just pretty much, you know, started learning that stuff, kind of took the same approach that I would take, and I took like, you know, learning how to play the saxophone, just made it like a part of my musical thing that I was doing. So just work on it every day, and like I just started learning new stuff, and I'd incorporate little by little, you know, then I started making songs. And yeah, so it's pretty slow progression, I think.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
And is that an alto sax that you play?
Tenor.
It's a tenor sax. Okay, I played the alto in high school, so.
Gotcha, yeah, but alto's a bit shorter, and you can tell because the neck, the alto neck, shoots like straight up where the tenor neck curves a little bit, so.
Gotcha. All right, so. Let's, I've got some personal questions out of the way here. So, you're on this 2013 winter tour. You're about, I was looking at it, you're about halfway through. I mean, how's that been going? We'd like to know, are there any stops that were worth mentioning, and any stops that you're looking forward to visiting?
Well, yeah, we've been through about 2 weeks, a little over 2 weeks, and, I mean, almost every show sold out, and it's been, you know, everything we could imagine has been amazing. That's some really sweet shows. And we got a lot of great ones coming up. Like tonight in Burlington, really supposed to be that cure. It's one of our favorites. We just sold out Terminal 5 today in New York City, so that's just going to be huge.
That's incredible.
House of Blues. Yeah, it's insane. We're like, dang, we played the Tabernacle, this really cool venue in Atlanta, our first week, and that was like all in. We played it one time, opened it up for a friend, SKS9. But that was like nice. Huge headline it and have everyone there for your own show. I mean, it's really pretty much like a dream come true.
Yeah.
Red Rocks, we did Red Rocks this year and all the festivals and stuff.
Well, that's like your neck insane. Of the woods there, Red Rocks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's fantastic. Yep. So that kind of brings me into my next question is, you know, I think you've been coming to Burlington, Vermont for, I can't even, maybe 4 years now, and I remember going to see you guys in the small room at Higher Ground, the venue that you're playing at tonight.
Yeah.
way back when, and everyone here is so excited. What's that?
That was, like, in the summertime.
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, kind of in the one summer, and then we came back again. I don't know. I remember that
it
one
was.
Though.
You guys came in the summer. I remember it, and I, my buddy bought me a ticket, and he's like, you gotta come see these guys. They have a large live drummer, and a guy plays the saxophone. I was like, that sounds really cool. And we went and checked it out, and we were, like, absolutely blown away. And then, you know, I think it was a year from then, you guys just exploded. And my next question was, like, what was it like stepping into the big leagues so quickly like that?
You know, and I don't know, it's just, everything happens so quickly, it's like there's not even time to, like, I don't know, you're still gearing up for what's trying to push to what's next, you know, it's like, it's interesting, it all happens so quickly, and, you know, you just take your little moments that you can and just be, like, thankful for what you have, and, you know, and just kind of keep doing what you've always been doing, which is working more hard, and, you know, trying to do something different and new and grow. And, you know, so that's in every moment that I'm not on tour, and really every moment free that I have while I'm on tour, you know, I'm really just trying to get better, but, you know, get better at everything, the whole, you know.
Right.
And, you know, and hopefully, you know, just keeps, it's kept the whole thing moving thus far, you know, so hopefully it keeps doing the same thing and keep growing and making better music and getting better live and having, you know, our whole, what we look like, you know, in terms of lighting, our light show and music and the way it all comes together, you know, the whole thing.
That's awesome. That's like, that's, yeah. It must be crazy on your end. Like, I can't even imagine the, you know, because we've been following you here in Burlington. We've loved you in Burlington for years. Like, you guys, every time you come, it's crazy.
Yeah. No, I know, it's funny, man. I was talking to somebody last night. I was talking to Joe Paris, who's opening up for us, because he's never been here. And I was like, dude, like,
he's in for a surprise.
Like, beautiful here. You're going to love it. Like, all the kids are great. And I was like, I'll tell him about the first time that when we were playing that show, the first one, when we did it in the small room.
Yeah.
Like, I was telling him, I was like, yeah, I remember I was driving us up there. Like, we were driving, like, we had Jeremy's car. This was, like,
I remember. We had you come to our house afterwards, at our buddy's house. And you guys, like,
walked over. Well, like, I remember on the way up, like, I forgot to fucking, I made the wrong fucking turn. And we went all the way up the other side of the lake. And then, but we didn't have time to fucking drive back down and drive back up, so we ended up having to take the ferry. We're like, whoa, we'll still make it. And we, like, rolled up right in time to get on the ferry, like, got on the ferry, went across, whatever. And then that's how we got into Burlington. It was funny, because I, like, missed the turn. But,
yeah, and that was back when you were just driving a car to shows.
That's when we were just like, yeah, we had, like, Jeremy's kid, or we had, like, rented a car. And we were like, just drove up here, or went, did try, I forget how we did it, probably something like that.
Yeah, it was a while ago, but I remember that night, because we were all over at a buddy's house, and you came over, and you're like, hey man, I got a few beers, right, if you come in, and we're like, yeah, come on in. Like, no, yeah, you gotta go away. But yeah, like, everybody was saying how, you know, nice and, you know, cool person you were to talk to, and you know, everyone is just like really excited. Like, I mean, at Facebook, like, here has been an absolute buzz of people just dying to get tickets and people excited about it, posting concerts. Like, it's been crazy.
I don't know, but I'm excited. I'm gonna come. We got like a new light rig that we're showing off tonight, so we have like all new content and stuff. It's cool. We got all this cool. You know, like I said, we're always trying to make, you know, just another reason why, even if you've seen us like 8 times, it's it's still gonna be something fresh and new and different, you know, musically and, like, you know, the whole thing.
It always has been, so I'm always very impressed with that. And that's what, like, kind of my next question, my last and final question here for you, is what's next for Big Gigantic? Like, you're always changing it up, but what do you guys got in store for us?
Well, right now, you know, we're on this winter tour, we have, you know, a whole new, like, production lighting rig, so that kind of gives us a new look.
Okay.
And then we're working on new music for a new album right now. I'm working that as well, so we're kind of, like, playing some new stuff here and there. I'm trying out new things. So that's kind of cool, and then that'll lead us to, like, an album released like later this year, probably fall sometime. And then, and then that'll kind of take us into like next year and stuff. We'll be doing some more touring and more summer festival stuff, since we did so many big, big festivals last year, like,
yeah,
you know, Bonnaroo, well, Blues and all that stuff. You know, we don't do them again this year,
yeah,
but, you know, maybe back on some of those, hopefully next year. You know, we're still doing a bunch of summer stuff for sure.
Great. I remember seeing at Camp Bisco this year and just seeing like you guys on main stage,
right,
with like the entire Camp Bisco trying to pack their way onto stage one. It was just wild.
That was epic. That was really, really epic.
Yeah. What was it like being up there? Well, like, give us some insight on being up on that main stage at Bisco.
I mean, I don't know, man. It's just like there's so much energy, you know? There's so much energy being fed back and forth. I mean, if you let it in, it's like, it's cool, you know? I don't know, but it's just like, it's just, looking at the sea of people, it's just something else, and I don't know.
Absolutely incredible. Yeah.
It is. It's amazing.
They were like, there was a great shot.
For summer again, man.
Yeah, right?
Like, there's nothing about like the club show, you know? There's nothing like doing the club, like, tonight, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, sweaty, like, seeing everyone, you're like, yeah. But then there's nothing like 30,000 people or whatever just, like, roaring or, like, singing, you know?
Right.
One of your melodies, or, like, you know, it's like, oh, God, I love it.
That's awesome. I remember this photo, this one snap that was taken from, like, basically the light rig out there, and it just, like, it was a fisheye shot, and it just kind of, like, captured the whole scene so well.
If you zoom in, you're like, oh, there's, I saw those people walking around. I was at that show.
Well, dude, that's all the questions I have for you. Hold on one sec. That was Big G from Big Gigantic, and we're signing off.